In today's show, we're going to talk about installing the October 2016 cumulative update for SharePoint Server 2013. Lots of dates and lots of fun, but first our intro. Hello, my name is Shane Young with Bold Zebras. Those guys, I don't know, apparently that's what most people like about the videos when I say those guys, so there you go. Anyway. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about installing the October 2016 cumulative update for SharePoint Server 2013. It should be lots of fun, right? We're going to talk about how to find the updates that you've got, where to find the update that you want to download, talk about ways to install it a little faster using some scripts off the internet, because the internet must be safe, and then just kind of other little tips and tricks along the way. Great? Well, let's jump right in. All right, so we'll switch over to my desktop here, and then open up my SharePoint server. So remember, with your SharePoint server, you want to be logged in as an account that has all the right permissions. If you've been following the series on how to build out a SharePoint 2013 farm with least permissions, you know that you're going to use like your SP install or SP admin account. So I'm logged in as SP install. And so the first thing I'm gonna do is open up Central Admin. So I'm gonna click on Start, I'm gonna type in Central, and then we will click on that right there. We'll say yes to the pop-up. And so here at Central Admin, the first thing I want you guys to do is I want you to go and figure out what version of SharePoint you currently have. So to do that, I'm gonna go to check product and patch installation status. And so then here you're gonna see a bunch of different build versions and numbers. You're like, hey, what is all that? So in order to figure that out, what I generally will do is I'll go to www.toddquint.com. And then when this pops up on the video, I'll probably do something to his face. And then I will click on SharePoint 2013 builds. And so then now if we look back over here on my managed patch status, we can see that the biggest number that I currently have is 4859. And so on Todd's list, if you scroll through, he has all of the builds since the beginning of SharePoint 2013. If we scroll all the way to the bottom, we'll see that 4859 was the September 2016 CU, right? So I did that in the last video. And so now we know that there is an October 2016 CU. Look at that, there's a one for foundation, there's one for server, and for project server. And you will see that that will get you to a build of 4867. All right, looks like that's the version we got. And we wanna get the October CU on because that's what this video is about. So what I would do here is I'm gonna click on the SharePoint server patch and I'm gonna click download. And then I'll hit download again here. And so you can see that's like, hey, here's all these pieces. I've made this mistake myself before. You need all the pieces, so go ahead and click the little multi-selector. I don't even know why they give you an option. You have to have all three. And the reason for that is they can only store files up to 2 gigs, so they store them in 1.4 gig chunks. I don't know who picked that number, but they did. And for a total of 3.2 gigs. So we'll say next, and then it's like, hey, we had a pop-up blocked. Well, we'll allow once. I don't trust those Microsoft guys, you know. And so then I'll get the pop-up. Where do you want to save this? And we should have three files to save. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a save as, because one of my tips for making your SharePoint environment easier to do is to keep them all together, right? So that, I keep everything I do in an install folder. So that way if I ever have to rebuild this farm, I just need this install folder and I know everything I've put on this box at this point. So here you can see the other scripts. So I'm going to create a new folder and I'm going to name it October 2016 CU, as you probably guessed. So I'll hit enter. And we'll open that folder. And so I'm gonna save that file there. So we're gonna say save. And then we got another one. We need to do the same process. So save as, it's already in the folder though. That's good. So we'll say save again. And then one more save as, right? Because three pieces, so three save as's. And when that pops up, we'll go ahead and click save again. All right, so I get all three of those downloading. You can see that the small one's already done. So we'll just pop up the little view downloads. And we can see they got the one down, we got one to go. Looks like it went pretty fast. Thankfully, I have a super fast internet connection, makes all this a lot easier on me. All right, and after a few seconds there, all the scans finished, so it looks like we've got everything we need, that's good. So we'll close out of there. So then we'll navigate back over to Todd's site again for one more second. I wanna talk about something else. So SharePoint 2013 builds. Scroll all the way back down to the bottom. So we know we have them downloaded, but what I want you to go do is read the KB as well. Right, because one of the rules with cumulative updates is you don't want to install the cumulative update unless you can say, there's the problem I'm having and this cumulative update right here fixes it. Right, cumulative updates, they've been pretty good lately, you know, knock on wood. That's my fake knocking on wood. If I knocked on real wood, it'd shake the camera, then you'd be annoyed. But what I've done here is, you know, Microsoft's cumulative updates have lately been pretty solid, But we have in the past had problems with regressions and issues with them. So just because a cumulative update comes out doesn't mean you want to install it necessarily. Also remember with SharePoint updates, you can't uninstall them. There's no undo button short of restoring from your backups. So before you do all this, you want to make sure you have a good backup just in case you need to go back to the previous build you're at. But installing these cumulative updates is kind of a jumping off a cliff thing. You're stuck with your decision. So hopefully you packed a good parachute. All right. So anyway, I want you to kind of read through this, make sure you understand any of the updates in the cumulative update, anything Microsoft wants you to know. And so here you can see there's several different KBs that are related to it. And I've read through them all. They all seem pretty safe. And I don't know anyone who's having any problems with the October CU, but it's only been out for a couple weeks. So, you know, tread lightly, especially your production environments. Okay, so let's go back over to Central Admin. Now, if you don't trust Todd, which is, you know, understandable, the other way to find out about updates is if you click on this link up here at the top of the page. This will take you to Microsoft's official page. And so then you could click on SharePoint 2013 updates. And so then you could see here's the release of the October updates, and it is taking you the same KB. This page, you know, it doesn't have the build numbers. It doesn't have kind of the other things. You'll also note back on Todd's page that there's a link to bugs and regression. So if he does know about issues, he will link off to those. So I don't use the Microsoft page, but if you want to, it's perfectly acceptable. Click on that and let's look at the updates real quick. All right, so on Todd's here, here's the bugs, notes, and regressions. It's over here on the right. And you can see that he kind of tracks all the things. And right now there's nothing. This patch is only about for a couple weeks, so there's not a lot going on. There better be a link to this video on here when you get here, though. So anyway, all right, we got our patches. They're all downloaded. We're ready to go. And so we'll close out of this. I'll open my folder here. And we'll go to C, install. Now right here, I've got a folder called Rust Max Script. And so down in the comments or in the annotations, I'll leave a link to this blog post he wrote. But he has a script that shuts down a bunch of the services for you and then runs the update for you and then starts all those back up. Why that's important is we found that for some people, you know, you can go from, it takes you 5 hours to install this update to it installs in like 30 minutes just by running this simple update to stop the processes from fighting with SharePoint. So I always run it. So I just have it on my server. And so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna copy this back to my install folder and then the October 2016 folder. I'm gonna right click and I'm gonna paste it in here. So now it's in there, right? Because the same script works on all the different CUs, so you just need it once. And so now that I have that in place, we're going to open up our PowerShell prompt. So I'll open that so you can actually see the process. No reason to cheat. So power. We're gonna right click on the SharePoint 2013 management shell. It does have to be the SharePoint management shell. And then we're gonna run as administrator because you always run it as administrator. I'm gonna click yes. And when that pops up, I'll scroll the window over here. And so what I want to do is I want to navigate now to my CD install folder. Oh, not that folder. My install folder and then my October 2016 folder, boom. And then I'm going to run the file. So I'm going to run the CU installer PS1. So then I'll start to type in CU. I'll use tab complete. So CSU installer PS1, we'll hit enter. And it says, hey, do you want to stop or pause search when this runs or leave it alone? You absolutely want to pause search if you can, because quite frankly, search is the guy that makes the whole process take so long if it's still running while this update's running. So we're going to say one and hit enter. And so then it just warns you, you know, as you know, if you've been a SharePoint administrator for more than an hour, anything you do with search takes a long time. And so this one's going to, you know, take a couple minutes to get the search service application to begrudgingly stop. Once it stops that, then it's going to stop things like the IIS admin service, the IIS web service, and a couple other SharePoint services. So remember, while this is running, your SharePoint farm is down. It is not accessible. So you either need to be doing this the middle of the night, you know, while you're drinking some adult beverages, or tell your users, hey, guess what? No SharePoint today. I'm busy patching. You'll probably do the middle of the night thing. So. All right, and while this runs, I'll hit pause on the video. All right, so you can see it got search paused. So now it's going to stop these search services if they're running, which clearly they are. So once again, we'll hit pause. Okay, so now that you got all the services paused, it probably took about 2 minutes total for my environment to stop. Yours will vary based on what search is doing and how moody it's being, quite frankly. But so then it starts to run the EXE. And so it says, hey, here's a pop-up. You know, you need to accept the terms. So I am going to check the boxes, accept those. And then we'll say continue. And so then now it's off and running. You do want to leave the PowerShell window open, as it says in that lovely purple color. And so it'll just know and magically pick up when this process finishes. Hopefully it doesn't take too long, but it will, we'll let it run and I'll see you when it finishes. Okay, so that took about 15 or so minutes. And then when it finished, it says, hey, do you want to reboot now to complete the installation of this package? You actually want to press no, because when, if you said yes, what would happen is the script set all those services not to start. They set the startup type to disabled. So when you rebooted, nothing would work and you'd be very sad. So what you want to do is, unfortunately, you want to say, all right, no to the reboot. Let the PowerShell script finish doing its thing. When the PowerShell script finishes, then we're going to reboot, and then we'll be able to kind of continue on. Now, as the script keeps going on here, one of the downsides of the script is it does not only reset all the services, but it also starts search. So one of these days, I'm actually going to edit the script so it just goes back and changes the startup type to enabled, so that way we don't have to wait on all these long-running pieces. But until I do that, we're just going to have to sit here and wait. So the good news is it's all doing positive stuff. It's just in reality, we don't need the search stuff to be brought back online. We just need it to be enabled so after the reboot, it can be brought back online. Potato, potato. All right, anyway, wait on this finish. All right, so after a couple minutes, you can see that that all finished. And so now we can go ahead and close out of PowerShell, and I'm going to reboot my VM. And I will just bring you guys back when I'm done rebooting. Okay, so the reboot's finished. I've logged back into the server and I've got Central Admin open. Truth be told, I cheated. I also went to lunch while the reboot was happening, so it didn't really take that long, but you know, gotta feed the belly. So hopefully I don't get any of that, you know, post-lunch blues going on here. All right, and so now that we're on Central Admin, the first thing we wanna do is we go over here to check product and patch installation status. You'll see that now the biddedness of our farm is 4867. So the bits of the farm have been upgraded. They're in good shape. But if we go back to the homepage and we go to upgrade migration, and if we say review database status, what you're going to see is that my databases, not all of them, but most of them, are in databases and compatibility range and upgrade is recommended. So that tells me that, hey, the farm's okay with where the database is at right now, but in reality, it'd like to be upgraded. And so the best way to do that is going to be to close out a Central Admin, click on our friend the start button down here, or where the start button should be, I guess would be the right way to say it. Right, this is a problem with using Windows 2012 instead of 2012 R2, but it's SharePoint 2013, so what do you do? All right, so we're gonna run the SharePoint 2013 products configuration wizard. We're gonna say yes. And so after about 45 seconds or so, the wizard comes up, so we'll say next. It's warning us it's gonna turn everything off again, which is fine, so yes. Right, because your farm will be offline while this runs, so keep that in mind. And so it's like, all right, I just need to complete, no problem, so we'll hit next. And so then now this is going to start chugging its way through the different tasks, so 1 of 2, 2 of 10, you know, blah, blah, blah. And this is a portion that will take, kind of depends on how much data you have. My farm's as small as possible, so for me it's going to take somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes, because this is just a test farm to show you how to do it. I don't have a lot of data, but if you've got terabytes of data, just keep in mind, this process has got a lot more to chug through, so your time here might vary from mine. So we'll just go ahead, we'll hit pause, and when this finishes up, we'll come back. See you in a second. All right, SharePoint was feeling pretty happy today. It ran really quick for me, probably inside of 5 minutes, so yay. So then we'll just go ahead and hit finish here, and that'll automatically bring up Central Admin for us. And then now that Central Admin is up, we'll just go back over to upgrade migration real quick. And view database status. And now you can see we get a big thumbs up that our patches on there, our databases are in good shape. We are ready to go with the October 2016 CU. So that should do it for this video. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If you do, remember to give me a like or subscribe or whatever it might be, depending on where this video is being hosted this week. Also, as you can probably know, if you're a normal viewer, I've got a new setup here, new colors in the room, new mic setup and all that. So would love your feedback on how it is. Do you like the setup? Is it audio good, bad? The video good? Is it, would you really just be happier if my face wasn't here at all? Probably so, but any of that, leave it in the comments. It's always helpful. And finally, if you need any help, you can hit me up at Shane's Cows on Twitter, or if you want to work together, good old Bold Zebras is always happy to hook us up in a nice working engagement. So thanks and have a great day.